This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Roast beef in Revere is still standing.
Good.
After yesterday's tornado, Sharknado, whatever the heck it was going on. So that's the story in the Northeast. How in the world could it be that there was a tornado? Just the right things existed, but that's an old standby. As a matter of fact, I was talking earlier about how good the clams are at Kelly's Roast Beef. This is the time of year where you want to have those babies.
Wait. Kelly's Roast Beef has clams?
Yes, it does.
Huh. Who knew? I wouldn't have expected that. It's been a weird weather week, though. We had lightning strikes in Los Angeles.
Yep.
We're having tornadoes in Boston.
Yep.
Crazy.
Global warming. Look out below. Crazy. Okay, so
maybe
Ken
God's
Kessler
just
is here.
Not happy with us right now.
Who's not?
Maybe God's just not so happy with us right now.
God's got more important things to worry about. We're screwing things up well enough on our own. Thanks a lot, God. All right, so Jennifer.
Yes, Peggy.
You and I are going to benefit, and so is the audience, from Ken Kessler finding lots of discounts for veterans and military people.
Ken's the king of cheap.
We're going to warm the audience up because Roberta's coming back.
No.
Roberta will be back with us soon, the queen of cheap. But he has some deals, and you're going to pass those along. We have them posted, actually, at DougStephan.com. So take advantage of that information in a matter of moments here on Good Day. Meanwhile, with other items of interest, the focus once again on Ukraine, where there are a lot of people that are trying to get into the site of the crash of that Malaysian airliner, and there was big fighting there. As a matter of fact, the Dutch have abandoned plans, apparently, to go into the crash site to try to investigate, because the locals don't want, they obviously are trying to cover up the fact that they shot down the plane, so they've basically gone to war with anybody and everybody. The UN went in, they shot at them. These are the Dutch police that actually have gone to escort researchers, because most of the people who were killed on the plane were either Malaysian or Dutch. And so the Dutch want answers. Answers. They want answers. And the Ukrainians say, blah, 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 bling, bang, 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 bang. No, that's the answer you're going to get. Get out of here. And so they are. The fighting has continued, and they're going back. Sort of a sad news item. A fellow that you would all recognize, even though you may not know his name, but you would recognize him instantly, because he started in the 60s as a young actor in Hollywood. He was a performer in lots of musicals. He was a bad guy in movies. He was a good guy in movies. Maybe for a while, the top Asian American actor named James Shigeta, 81 years old, died yesterday. When you see his picture, you will recognize him. He actually was a Hawaiian, I believe, Jennifer. I don't think he was Japanese, although his parents, a lot of Hawaiians have Japanese ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
But he probably best known recently for playing opposite Bruce Willis in the Die Hard movie that came out in 1988. But he started acting in the 50s. I think I remember him first for being in a movie that not a lot of people saw, the reenactment of Shangri-La. which took place, George Kennedy was in it, Lee Bowman was in it. It was a great, lots of fun movie, and he was in it as well. But he was in hundreds of movies and television shows. You would recognize him instantly when you see his picture. So he's passed away. Kind of a sad note. But, you know, hey, life goes on. Life, there are changes every day. We have
That's
these
for sure.
things.
It's the only thing you can think about, right?
A fellow
Count
that
on.
Was one of my, not exactly my friend, in the Framingham Town Meeting, his name was Dennis Paulson. Mm-hmm. He, 58 years old, died over the weekend of a heart attack. A pretty angry guy. He was responsible for trying to stir things up here with me on the farm, water usage, that kind of stuff. But he wasn't a bad guy. Had two young girls, and he just, the anger or whatever it was, he didn't eat right. It was just a shame to see that. I only mention it, not that it influences you because you know who he is, but what he died of was bad nutrition, no exercise, and anger. All of those things tied together. And I guess a couple of other things, too. But at 58, man, is that that's
so
way
young.
Too young to be kicking it off. So, anyway, I think that's something for us to sort of wrap ourselves around a little bit. All right, now, in a moment, Kenny is going to bring us up to date with what he's found for discounts. Those of you who are veterans, those of you in the military, this will be very good information for you. So stand by for that up next here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse44.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse44.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse44.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse44.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse44.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is, the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Reverse44.com. Watch for free at Reverse44.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to Reverse44.com. Once again, that's Reverse44.com.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was
going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta
Ken Kessler.
Uh-huh. Don't forget Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more in car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote, bringing you the queen, king, prince, princess.
He wants to be the duke.
The Duke of Cheap. So you found some veterans discounts that people would benefit from hearing, and military discounts as well. The research has been done, and now Ken Kessler is here to present you with the information that will help you, no doubt, if you're a veteran or you're in the military now.
Yeah, and all of this is in Roberta's Queen of Cheap box on the
Yes.
And the first thing I would suggest is that if you are a veteran or if you serve in the military or a member of your family does, you should whip out that ID almost anywhere you go. Because this is a huge list of places, and there are probably tons more. There are a lot of American companies who want to give you a discount for your service.
Not a bad deal.
Nope.
There are probably 20 restaurants here that are on this list. Bennigan's, Ben & Jerry's, Burger King, Chevy's, CC's Pizza, Dairy Queen, Denny's, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Fuddruckers, Golden Corral, Hard Rock Cafe, Hooters, IHOP, Lone Star Steakhouse, etc., etc. All of these restaurants bring your ID and you'll get at least 10% off. Some of it is more. There are AMC theaters, Regal Cinemas, Cinemark theaters all offer veterans and military discounts. And there are tons of other places if you're thinking about going on vacation this summer. Lots of places, Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, Legoland, the San Diego Zoo, SeaWorld, Six Flags, Universal Studios all give you deals. And there are retail stores, big chain places like Banana Republic, Bed Bath & Beyond, American Eagle Outfitters, Best Buy, Dell Computers, Dick's Sporting Goods, Eddie Bauer, all of these places, Home Depot and Lowe's, give you discounts just without your ID. And there are, if you are going to go on vacation, Alamo Rent-A-Car, Amtrak, Best Western, Choice Hotels, DoubleTree, Greyhound, Hampton Inn, Hertz Rent-A-Car, Marriott Hotels, U.S. Airways, all offer discounts for veterans and military families.
Yeah.
So just you have to just ask.
That's all.
Just ask.
Yep.
Yeah.
Many of the airlines do that. I know American is big on it as well. And now that they're owned by the same outfit, U.S. Air and American, they'll do whatever they can. And there's preferential seating oftentimes for those who are in military uniform. There's a lot of things. And there are certainly many. I don't know that, and I say this all the time, not to underscore it. There are, I think, the people who actually see active duty, who are in places that are really dangerous, those are the people that deserve the preference, from my point of view. Anyway, I think that it's swell if you are riding a desk and you have a job at the post exchange and you're getting your benefits in terms of perhaps college education or education for certain things being paid for by the taxpayer, that's swell. But I don't think you deserve the same consideration as those who have actually put their lives on the line. And I say that, people get annoyed at me. I don't care whether you get annoyed at me or not. That's the way I feel. I think that there ought to be some separation between those who are considered heroes just because they have a uniform on. You're not a hero. You're somebody who's, okay, in service to our country. That's swell. The heroes are the ones who put their butts out on the line to get shot at every day. Those are the people that we need, even though we don't need to have them in the places where they are. They volunteered. They've answered the call. So this is extraordinarily appropriate, I think, to have these sorts of things. Check them out. Queen of Cheap Box at DougSteffen.com. Right next to the Supermarket Guru's informational box, Phil Lempert has information posted there about probiotics, how to get them naturally. He's the guy who studies supermarket shopping, where to get the best food, how to avoid problems like the recalls, all that sort of thing. There's a different and important post that's there for your information. All kinds of advice, as a matter of fact, all over the place at DougSteffen.com. 21 after the hour now on Good Day.
I I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now for our new daily contest, which is aimed at hit songs from one-hit wonder groups or individuals. So we're playing right now a hit song by an artist that had this one song, Come On Eileen, 1982 is the year. You call us now at 888-302-3684 and tell us who sang this, the one-hit wonder. And here are a couple of clues. Song was a favorite wake-up call for Discovery astronauts in August of 2005. They were a short-lived British group. Eileen was a girl songwriter Kevin Rowland grew up with. Here it is. Crank it up, Michael. Who is this? I love songs like this. Just love them. So happy. Come on, Eileen. All right, again, the year is 1982. Our dial-in number is 888-302-3684. If you know the name of the artist, you're going to dial us now. 888-302-DOUG. We're going to send you, if you have won, and haven't won before in this contest, a CD with all the 14 one-hit wonders that come from a certain genre, a certain age. All right, so you know the name of the group doing Come On Eileen. Now it's time for you to dial us up. 888-302-3684. What's the name of this group? The first person with the right answer gets the CD of the one-hit wonder songs. Meanwhile, we'll put this music out of your mind. Get your focus onto our video of the day today, which comes actually from actress Nina Milan. She performs a dramatic reading of Beyoncé's hit song, Single Ladies. You got to see this and watch the expression on her face as she's doing this. But here's some of the audio from it. Michael?
Club. Oh, yeah. We just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip and now you want a trip because another brother noticed me? I up on him. He up on me. Don't pay him any attention. because I cried my tears, gave 3 good years. You can't be mad at me, because if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Don't be mad. Oh.
Actually, that was kind of funny, though. Hi, Jenny, you picked this because?
Because it's
a
funny.
A man on my hips hold me tighter than my Darion jeans. Mm. Acting up. Drink in my cup. I couldn't care less what you think. I need no permission. Did I mention don't pay him any attention? Because you had your turn, and now you're gone.
So that's today's video of the day. Check out the reading. It's Milan, right? That's her name, the actress Nina Milan.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic reading of Beyonce's Single Ladies. All right, yesterday's video came from French instrumentalist Julien Regnier. Is that his name?
Regnier.
Posted his ukulele version of Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing back in December, starting to get a lot of buzz this past weekend after Mark Knopfler posted a link to it on Facebook. Here's just a little sampling. Or do we have time? It's kind of cute. Meanwhile, we'll welcome Sarah, who is the first person that called on the contest from West Romance. No, West Romance. Good, Doug. West Monroe, Louisiana. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
What's the name of the song?
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
The name of the song I gave you, come on, I mean, rest. Dexy's Midnight Runners, the name of the group. So you're going to win the 14 one-hit wonders on the CD that surrounds that whole air of great songs. Thank you, ma'am. Hold on a second. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, every year, hundreds of thousands of Americans get a new pet either by adopting a new puppy or purchasing a new puppy. I always recommend adopting. Most puppies don't complete their rounds of immunizations until they're 4 or 5 months old, so most vets recommend that you keep them inside. When you're bringing a new puppy into your household, it's really important to puppy-proof the house. Crawl around the house on your hands and knees to look at life from your puppy's point of view and make it safe. And what about training? A lot of people say don't start till the dog is 6 months old. Well, the same energy and the same intelligence it learns for a puppy to do have something wrong can be used to teach the puppy how to do something right. So I recommend start your puppy's education. Start training at a very young age. 8 weeks old is when I start. And you can do it very gradually. Make it fun play periods like kindergarten for your cat or your kindergarten for your dog. 4 or 5 minutes at a time, always giving the pet a lot of praise, and they'll be absolutely fine. Bringing a puppy into the house, a great idea. Education, socialization, the most important thing you can do. I'm Warren Eckstein.
For the independent minded, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After Doug's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Richie is in the hospital today. Not anything dire. He's having a re-exam. He goes through the ultrasound. They put him in the MRI to make sure that none of the tumor...
To confirm the cancer's gone, yeah.
Right, yep, his tumor is gone. So that's where he is. Roberta is lurking somewhere. The rumor is she's about to make a triumphant return. So in light of that, you check out the Queen of Cheap box today, where Ken Kessler has posted a lot of veterans and military discounts for you. Those of you who qualify, help yourself to that. Meanwhile, we are running a new contest here on the program, and it focuses on songs, one-hit wonders. So I think we started last week. It's fun. Nice to have people sort of recognize the old tunes, and they love to get involved and things like that. Just quickie little things where you can have a quick conversation with people. Anyway, the lady who won was who? Michael, what's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah. And where did Sarah live?
West Monroe.
Where did you think Sarah lived?
Well, I knew she lived in West Monroe. The issue is over the name of her street.
Oh, what was her street?
Red Cut Loop Road.
And what did you think it was?
Red Butt.
And what happened?
Thing
when you, when Michael, you said the name
Michael
of the street?
Michael is usually pretty serious. Couldn't hold it together.
All I know is that he just lost it talking to her on the phone.
Nice job, Michael.
Poor lady, right. Accusing her of living on Red Butt.
There you go. All right, those little things behind the scene. Tweets to, let's see, Good Day. How about we do facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show for things that you can follow. The story about this kid from India who had 232 teeth removed. I have
crazy.
Done a little of that. All right, so let's get to the serious side of what's going on here. Israel is warning today of an escalation to the war in the Gaza Strip. What is coming will be worse, say some of the Israeli military, even as the international community calls for a truce. No one seems to be paying much attention to that. The death toll in Gaza is now at over 1,000. 6,000 people have been wounded. 48 soldiers on the Israeli side have been killed. And on it goes with no resolve, no end. Even if they stop fighting now, even if there's a ceasefire, it won't make any difference. It doesn't change anything. It stays the same because of the mentality of the people on both sides. More, the mentality of the people who are on Hamas' side, the Palestinian side. And then there are people who say that, I don't understand. These people came in and claimed land that belonged to them. Well, there's always been a question about that since 1948, when the international community decided to give the land that's now Israel to those who had been affected by the Holocaust, more than anything else. That's what it was all about. And there were Palestinians. There's part of, I think it was Jordan originally, wasn't it? Because there, it seems to me it was Jordan. And so now this whole no man's land, which is where the Palestinians are, they want their land. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Give
and
it
the thing
a
is,
rest.
You would hope with war, the idea is you move closer to some kind of solution. But
right.
This is not happening right now.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, jeez. You're talking about a world conflict that's very serious, and you just killed a fly?
I don't know that I got him. I'm trying to get him. I'm sure I got him. All right, what's the story with Charles Barkley, pretty good basketball player, offering to pay for the funerals of the three siblings that were killed in that Philadelphia carjacking? This is something that makes me, you know, they say Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. You've heard that, right?
I have heard that.
Yeah. Well, this was not, there's no brotherly love, say it again, Doug, no brotherly love involved in this. I think there was a lot more information about this yesterday, Kenny, than there is today. The essence of what happened over, this was a weekend thing, wasn't it?
It happened on Friday.
Was it last Friday? For some reason,
yeah,
I thought it was
Saturday
night.
There were three siblings who were killed when a stolen van crashed into a fruit stand that they and their mother were running to raise money for their church. So they're out selling fruit.
Right.
This van comes out of nowhere and just takes out all three of them. Very, mm-hmm. very sad story. Tragic.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Barkley from Philadelphia?
Yeah, he's not. He's from Alabama, but he played for the 76ers between 84 and 1992.
Mm-hmm. So what happens to these people who are in the van? What's the outcome? What's the rest of their life like? They've ruined the lives. They've killed these people.
15-year-old, 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
Stealing a van.
Yep. And the mother survived.
No, those are the victims.
No, those are the victims.
Yeah.
So 10, 15, 10, and 7, and the mother survived, which, how do you...
No, I mean, but what about that? I want to know about the people in the van.
They were arrested.
So they're arrested. Then what
Cornelius
happened?
Crawford, 23, Jonathan Rosen, 19. Second-degree murder, robbery, carjacking, sexual assault, and other counts in connection with the event.
Mm-hmm. How is it that people think, where do the ideas come from that start these sorts of occurrences? How do young people think they can get away with stuff like this?
I think it's an immediate need. That it's like an itch, and it's like an immediate need. Do they need drugs? Do they need sex? Do they need, what do they need? And they just have to scratch that itch.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they think it through far enough
exactly.
to how they're going to get away with it.
So,
maybe this,
or
this
what
is
could
fun,
happen.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So then all of the discussion, all the talk about deterrence, sending people to jail, sending them to the electric chair, in this case, the second degree, so it was unpremeditated. Or
right, and that's what I think. These guys weren't setting out to commit murder, but they don't think through what other consequences
okay.
could
so
come.
So then how is there any lesson that's available that would prevent this sort of thing from happening, that would stop people from doing these sorts of things?
Maybe some
what?
Kid could get scared into realizing that something can go wrong. Best laid plans. I don't
what?
Know.
I'm asking because I don't see anything being done currently that offers, these things continue to happen. Every day you see something like this someplace in our country. Something like this is going on. So obviously the people perpetrating it think they can get away with it. Otherwise, why would they do it? Unless they're insane, or they don't think.
At least in this case, they weren't thinking about getting away with it. They were just thinking about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are going to be some people who are like that no matter what the law
is. At 19, they can put on a uniform and go shoot people in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Right.
Right? So why are they doing that instead of stealing cars?
It's a different class of people. I don't know. I mean, I wish I could give you that answer. I think if we had the answer, we could do some great stuff, but we don't.
It's very frustrating, this kind of stuff. Chubby Checker is in the news today. Remember him?
Real name
is Ernest Evans. He settled a lawsuit yesterday. He had accused Hewlett-Packard of using his name without his permission on an app that purportedly measured the size of a man's hoo-hoo.
Oh. Oh, Chubby Checker.
HP denied liability in agreeing to settle with Mr. Evans. Hmm. They agreed not to make future use of his name, his likeness, or trademark. The settlement disclosed in a filing with the federal court. He's 72. Remember him best for Come On Baby, Let's Do the Twist and all the songs that were related to that. Last year he filed a lawsuit against HP saying that he objected to them using their sales of, they called it the Chubby Checker app.
Yes, yeah, we said it once.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to say it again.
And you may be surprised to hear that HP spokespeople declined to comment or elaborate on the settlement.
Shocking.
It is shocking. It's shocking, this world that we live in.
I think it's actually kind of genius.
And I bet if they had approached him first and offered him a cut of it, he would have been
all over it.
He would have been doing commercials for him.
Exactly. He would have been singing, changing the lyric line to the song. Come on, baby, let's not go there. All right. The Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you in part by BuzzBox Coffee. Why do you drink that stale, horrible, rotten stuff that every day gets put into your face? You go stop off at the local convenience store and you buy this garbage and you drink it. What are you doing to yourself? BuzzBox Coffee. A key benefit of purchasing freshly roasted BuzzBox Coffee is your digestive health. Many people believe that the consumption of coffee is the cause of their heartburn or other digestive issues. But people who are now drinking our BuzzBox coffee have been sharing testimonials that their digestive disorders have disappeared since switching to BuzzBox coffee. The reason is it's not old. The old coffee you drink, I'm talking about stuff that's been ground a year ago maybe. That's going to upset you. This stuff is guaranteed when it gets to you to have been picked and ground in the last 2 weeks. And it also has this, the coffee beans contain a delicate oil which adds desirable flavor to the beverage. When this oil breaks down, it is something that will help you make your stomach feel better. So don't drink that rotten coffee. Drink the great fresh stuff from BuzzBox. If it isn't freshness, then it isn't BuzzBox. Pretty simple bottom line stuff. Here's how you get it. Taste the difference by dialing 866-456-7805. Try your free pound of coffee to get started with BuzzBox, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 866-456-7805. You will not believe the taste and the quality of this coffee. 866-456-7805 for your first free pound of BuzzBox coffee. Or you can simply go to DougSteffen.com, the orange box, at any of the pages at DougSteffen.com. Click on BuzzBox and order your free coffee now.
The 151st American Veterinary Medical Association Convention is underway in Denver, and animal health is a top priority. I'm Risa Jill Miller. As Americans have more access to medications and controlled substances, keeping our pets protected from potentially lethal products is more important than ever. This includes making sure that lids are shut tight on prescription bottles and that all medicines and poisons are stored in closed cabinets. If an animal accidentally ingests a medication or controlled substance like marijuana, they should be taken to their vet immediately. Animal health and safety are at the heart of discussion at the AVMA's annual convention. Incoming AVMA President Dr. Ted Cohn.
Thousands of veterinarians from around the world have gathered here to explore the latest advances in veterinary medicine. The issues that we're going to discuss in Denver will help us to keep pets and other animals healthy and safe.
For more information on the convention and keeping pets safe, visit AVMA.org.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be Boston Master. What's Boston?
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
All right, let's get to our TV report. Jennifer Horn is here to bring us the latest on this fantastic sequel to Sharknado coming tomorrow night. Don't miss TV. This is must-see.
Must-see TV. Well, you know the reason they did the second one is because this was such a huge hit on social media. No one watched the show until a few people just started tweeting about it, and then all of a sudden it became a huge thing. So,
all right, so
catch
it tomorrow.
It was
first Sharknado LA, now it's Sharknado New York.
New York,
or the other
exactly.
Way
no, it's New York now. So same cast, very exciting stuff.
So the same people get eaten again by the sharks?
Maybe.
The people actually get eaten by where did they go? Where did they go in the LA? I don't remember.
They suck up the sharks from the ocean, and then they dump them all over the West Side.
How does that happen? Is it a big tornado that comes along? Like what happened in Revere yesterday.
Exactly. A bunch of tornadoes. All the sharks, and then the sharks are not happy that they're in the West Side. They want to be back in the ocean. Hey, Jay Leno News. Got a new job for Jay. He's going to appear on Last Comic Standing on Thursday as a guest mentor to the five final contestants.
What network is that?
That'd be pretty cool. That's NBC, I believe.
Oh,
it is. Isn't Last Comic Standing NBC, Ken?
Yeah, or it's one of their cable channels.
Yeah. Competing for a prize package that includes a cash prize, a talent deal, a development deal for TV, Leno will share stories from his own stand-up career before they perform for the judges. Roseanne Barr, Keenan Ivory Wayans, and Russell Peters.
I think that would be kind of fun for Leno to do that sort
Absolutely.
Of thing. I think he should do more of that.
I think that's kind of cool.
I just see
all
more of them.
Also, some big news. Sons of Anarchy has been making announcements all through the summer. They're going into their last season, and they've been adding this just interesting cast. Malcolm Jamel Warner, Courtney Love. Well, now they've tapped Lea Michele from Glee fame. Kind of an unlikely pairing. Uh-huh. She signed on for an appearance during the final season of Sons of Anarchy. She will, no word on what she's going to be doing, but she's one of several that'll be part of this drama series, one of several high-profile stars. The new season starts on September 9th, so coming up. Judd Hirsch, remember him? He was in Taxi.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the stars of Sharknado 2, Dougie.
Really?
Yeah. So not only will they have the original cast, but now Judd Hirsch is going to be in this movie. 79 years old, and hopefully he won't get eaten by those sharks.
They took my grandfather. So I really hate sharks.
This is a very dramatic performance by Tara Reid. Fans of the cult favorite drama series, the show Twin Peaks, it was such a thing in the 90s. Remember that? Everybody watched Twin Peaks. Well, the house that actually the show, the outside of the house that was used in the show is for sale in Everett, Washington. It's listed for pretty reasonable, $549,950 if you want to buy it. It's a 4,000 square foot building, got four bedrooms, one and a half bathrooms, and a two car garage with two fireplaces, Dougie. You can check that out. You need some property.
Excited. Oh, yeah, right. I mean, to borrow more money.
I think that's a low price for a TV show house.
Is it? Maybe it depends on the neighborhood. 51 past the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Time for us to take a break on the Doug Stephan Good Day program from our discussion commercially of insomnia, irregularity, dentures, arthritis, indigestion, dysfunction in general, to bring you a moment or two with the star of our program, or one of the stars of our program. She considers herself to be the star of the program. Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen.
The Doug Stephan Show with Jennifer.
Yay. That's right. Yes, exactly. All right, so one of the things that Jennifer has been following, she does a lot of research for the Doug Good Day program to give us tales on what leading experts are saying about things that are problematic in the life of everyday Americans. And one of the problems that we all have is what to do with extra facial hair.
Oh, I was just thinking men were a problem.
Yeah, men are a problem. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a new study out, Dougie. This doctor, he might be kind of wacky. Maybe we should get him on with us.
Really?
Dr. Alan Peterkin, he's made a career of studying facial hair. Okay, a career out of it.
Never checked my facial hair.
He's written three books on the topic of facial hair. He's also a brand ambassador for Dove. And he is the judge of the World Beard and Mustache Championships. So he's decoded what certain facial hair means. Like, you know, there's obviously something that is a commonality between people with mustaches or beards. So do you have any facial hair right now, Dougie? You typically are pretty clean shaven, right? Ew. That's just some stubble, right?
That's my stubble on my microphone.
All right, well, here's the lowdown about stubble. This is the most popular form of facial hair, okay?
Yes.
Mostly because you guys are lazy. Uh-huh. It looks good on almost all faces. I love a guy with a little stubble.
Well, I think that there are women who think that's sexy.
It is. I love a little stubble.
A lot of TV stars now, you see their Ryan Seacrest. You see him a lot with a day or two of stubble on his face.
Yeah, because you don't have the beard and you're not clean shaven. So I like this one.
You do.
But this is what it says about you. It says, Dougie, that you keep up with trends. You like to be in the know.
That's me. I'm trendy. That's if nothing else, I am up with all the trends. Yes.
Like Detail Magazine. Now, Ken, you have a mustache. Is that your only facial hair at the moment?
Yeah, well, I probably have like a day's worth.
But you're a mustache guy. You've had a mustache the entire time I've known you. So, historically...
You still have a mustache? I didn't know you still had the mustache.
You do, don't you, Ken?
I still do.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Historically, mustaches were associated with foreigners and fiends. The style of a mustache had its roots in other parts of the world, like the Mideast, but American men have taken it over. Especially big in the 1970s, they came sexualized in a lot of adult films.
Really?
What it says about you, Ken, is that you're a little provocative and a little bit defiant.
He is defiant. He's perverse, though, not provocative.
You don't care. You don't care about what people are projecting onto you. So you don't like the preconceived notions. So you're kind of the rebel of the group. Now, the full-groomed beard, also very popular, says that you're quietly confident. You're not a peacock, and showing off is not for you. Wild and feral, kind of like the Duck Dynasty people. That means you're a free spirit. You don't like the rules. You expect to be asked about your trophy beard. And then clean-shaven, also a nice choice. Yeah. Says that you don't have issues with conformity. You prefer not to stick out, and you like a classic look.
That's me.
There you go.
I want my face to be clean, so that's why I use Nair on my face every day.
Oh, really?
No.
Nair stinks. I've used it, though, before.
Have you? Is it still around? I remember the commercials for Nair.
Sure, we wear short shorts. Yeah, Nair's around. Right. I think the big new business for Nair is facial stuff, like they try to take off lady mustaches.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now I'm going to add to
that I've used it for
by underscoring something that you have heard me talk about for a long time. The things that happen to your body happen to your head. And that's why Provia has become so popular. For those of you who have lost your hair on your head, not on your face, not on your chest, but on your hair, because nobody cares about it if it's not on any other place in your body. But if it's not on your head, then people think, what's wrong with this person? Why doesn't he or she not have any hair? More they think about it with women than they do with men. So I'm going to tell you how to fix the problem in less than 60 seconds. Dial 800-525-8319. That's for Provia. And right now, as summer is upon us, you'll get a summer sale discount when you dial 800-525-8319. In fact, you'll get something better than regular Provia. You mentioned Doug Steffen, you'll get Super Provia, the new Super Concentrate. So your hair will get cleansed. The pores get cleaned out. Your pores, if you've been using that cheap shampoo, pores are all plugged up. Cleanse them with a natural Provia, and then the follicles under your scalp will start growing back again. That's how it works. All natural, and your hair is what comes back. 800-525-8319. Let's try somebody who hasn't done something like this before. It's pretty simple and straightforward. Provia, get your hair to grow again. 800-525-8319.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.